A person comes late, chas v'shalom, and the tzibur is mispal shmoneshrei. Mispal imohem shmoneshrei v'yomer. So what about Ashrei? What's going to be with Ashrei? So that's the answer. That's the secret. People you have to know that mispal imohem shmoneshrei v'yomer Ashrei li achar shmoneshrei. Not like what some people do. They never say Ashrei. They just daven shmoneshrei and they never. You have to say Ashrei. You must say, because why do you have to say Ashrei? Because a person says Ashrei 3 times a day. He's muftach lo shehu ben olam haba. It's kedai to say mizmar of Tilmud has all the letters of the aleph base. It's koilel all of the shvachos of Kadosh Baruch Hu and the pasuk of paseach es yodecho maspia l'chol chai ratzon. So you say Ashrei afterwards. The imlo. Remember I told you yesterday that you have to say we have to wait for minyan, which is so funny to me. We learned yesterday that you're not supposed to start Ashrei until you have a minyan. So yesterday when I daven, I'm exactly. There were only 3 people. And the gabbai was so tough. And he says, just start Ashrei. I just think we just learned today, you're not allowed to do this. Can't argue with the gabbai. Can't argue with the gabbai. You know what gabbai says? Yeah, of course. You can't. You know what gabbai stands for, not in the order. Ono b'koyach gedulas Hashem. You know that? Ono. You need a lot of koyach to be a gabbai. Ono b'koyach gedulas Hashem. Gabbai, that's the Rosh Tevis of a gabbai. Okay, let's go further. Halacha. So Mishra is like this: is a motzat tzibur mispalim shmona esrei mispalim moyam shmona esrei v'yemer Ashrei leachas shmona esrei v'im lo yuchal ligmar shmona esrei yikodim shiav v'shoyach tzibur lekedusha. Let's say you're not going to be able to finish shmona esrei. You come a little bit late, and by the time that you finish your shmona esrei, the shliach tzibur already started and will have already have passed kedusha. V'im yamtim aliachar shigmar shliach tzibur kol shmona esrei im hakadosh yavar zman tefila. And if you're going to wait. Now, seemingly, between the lines, you have to read between the lines. What he seemingly means to say is that if you're going to miss Kedusha, you shouldn't start. What he seemingly means to say is that if you're going to miss Kedusha, the next best thing is wait. You come late. So you lost, that's it. You lost davening tefillah b'tzibur. It's too bad for you. You will wait until the shliach tzibur finishes, until the shliach tzibur starts, until he begins, and you recite with him, you recite Kedusha, and after he does Kedusha, then you begin your Shmona Esrei. Oh, I'll take that back. I'm sorry. You can't fulfill Tzitzitzitzitzitzit. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. What you do is you say it with him, right? You say it with him. All right, let's go further. I'm getting confused. Let's go further. Let's see what he says. V'yim yamtim aliyacha sheyigmar shlech tzibur kol ha-shmona esrei im ha-kadosh v'yavar zman tefila. If you're going to wait until shlech tzibur, he finishes the chazor ha-shat with kadosh, yavar zman tefila. Maybe it means you go to another minyan. Ideally, you should go to another minyan. Seemingly, that would be the solution. But if you're going to wait until the end of this minyan, it's going to be too late. This, it's either now or never. Yamtin, so what you should do in this situation is the yispalal b'lachash mashliach tzibur b'chazor satfila mila b'mil. That is the ideal solution. So simply means is if you miss, you come late, the next best thing is to wait for the next minion. But if there is no next minion, because time is up, we're now holding at the end of the day. So it's either now or never. So the solution is wait until the shliach tzibur begins chazor sashatz, and you should say chazor sashatz along with him, word for word, mila b'mila. The yomar. Then you got a problem. So let's see. He says there are three brachas which are critical. Three brachas is to say kedusha word for word with the shliach tzibur, and which includes with okel hakadosh. And then there's Shemea Tzfila and Modim. Everything else you can go at your own pace. But if he's going too fast and you're going too slow in the Chanami, then you have no choice. Okay, let's see what he says. It's never an ideal situation. Mila mila v'yomer imo kol nusach ha-kedusha. You say within the entire nusach ha-kedusha together with gam l'dar v'dar v'chule. You say make believe you are the shliach tzibur. Nekadesh eshimcha b'olam k'shemesh makdishem kadosh kadosh and so on and so forth. And you say also l'dar v'dar baruch ato Hashem okel ha-kadosh. And the same way the tzibur will be answering amin to the bracha of the shliach tzibur, they will mele be answering amin to your bracha as well. V'chule k'mosh shu'omer v'saimim b'shodeh. So he says here, this is what the kids says, a chiddush. And the Shabbat says you should ideally do every bracha, but at least the Yisayim imo b'shaveh, birchas hakel HaKadosh, or Bircha Shemea Tfila, the Gam Modim, the entire Modim, which the conclusion as well, Yomar B'Shove Kidei Sheyishche Im HaTzibor, you should bend, you should bow together with the Tzibor when they say Modim. Rak, fine, Rak B'Yom Tainet Tzibor, but if this happens on the day of the Tainis, when the Shtech Tzibor is reciting Anenu in the Bracha of Re'enu V'Onyenu, so then, I'm sorry. Then the Shtech Tzibor says a special bracha after he says special bracha. You should not follow the Shtech Tzibor and recite a special bracha, but instead you should put in the Anenu in the Shema Tfila like the individual does. Rak b'yoyim tayin tzibur lo yoyimar im hashliach tzibur Anenu. Elo oimro, but what you should say is, you should say it b'shemea tfila kmo shor yochid, like other individuals. Okay, so that is what should be done. A person with review, a person comes late, and there's not enough time for him to begin the Shemona Esrei and conclude it before the Shtech Tzibur begins Kedusha. So what you should do is wait until the Shtech Tzibur begins Chazar Sashatz, and you say with him Mila B'Mila the entire Shemona Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah says you should try to finish every single bracha together with the Shtech Tzibur. The Kitzur does not mention that. The Kitzur just says there are three brachas that should be said Mila B'Mila. Kakela Kadosh, of course, that includes the entire Kedushim, the first three brachas, Shemet Tfilah, and Modim.
So again, I asked the same question I asked him about. He's going 90 miles.
You do the best that you can do. There is no solution. You just do the best you can. It's not a perfect world. You can't. Whatever it is. So you do, you make the best out of a bad situation. Happens to me also, happens to everyone. It's very hard. I've never had success with this halacha. To say with the Shtech Tzibur, Mila B'Mila. It's never worked for me.
Isn't the purpose of Shtech Tzibur to relate to the people who can't daven?
Who can't daven.
So if you come in late and you don't have a chance and you can only go at 50 miles an hour,
you can daven yourself. It doesn't matter. No, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to rely upon that. If you have the ability, there are many halachas, there's a balance. There are times when you do say, right, Beravam Hadras Melech, Kiddush, Friday night. One person makes Kiddush for the entire family. But most halachas, the rule is, each person should do it himself. Especially when it comes to tefillah. When it comes to Kiddush, that's not a prayer, that's a sanctification. Berovam Hadras Melech, one member of the family makes Kiddush on behalf of the entire family. But when it comes to your personal needs, tefillah, it is preferred for you to daven on your own.
Can you make the idea from when the Kiddush praises it, that if the Maidim,
Yes. According to the Kitzur, not according to the Mishnah Berurah. According to the Kitzur. According to the Kitzur, these are the only three things that have to be said together. Everything else you can go at your own pace. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, ideally every single bracha should be said together with the Shliach Tzibur, so you can answer Amen on every single individual bracha.
My question always is, that if you're going at a slow speed,
yeah,
and the Shliach Tzibur was going at a normal speed, you're missing Kedusha.
If you're going at a slow speed, during the regular, okay, so you're asking,
you're missing Kedusha.
Okay, you're asking a general question. You come on time, you come early, and you dive in a long Shemona Esrei, and your long Shemona Esrei will result in losing Kedusha. Here, the kids are so worried you're going to lose Kedusha. So the answer given by all the poskim is it's okay, it doesn't matter.
You stop, you listen.
Ideally, you're supposed to stop. When you're supposed to stop and just listen to the words. And that is a lichatchila. There's no issue. If you start on time with the Shliach Tzibur, you come early, and you just want to daven, you want to spend more time being mechavein, there's no issue whatsoever. Lechatchila, you're allowed to daven along Shemona Esrei. There's nothing greater in the world of tefillah than a moment with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being oimed lefnei HaMelech, provided that you come on time. You come on time and you start with the Shliach Tzibur. And then, like Rav Meir said, but lechatchila, when it comes time for Kedusha, you can stop. You stop and you just listen to the Kedusha, and that's sufficient.
It's important that the
Rabbi Shuls do this, they put a notice that the chazan should say the whole Nagdisha of Naritzach. He shouldn't just say...
Right, you should say everything because people are relying upon that.
Right.
People are relying upon that, so every single word that is Kadosh, Kadosh, you shouldn't just say Lumos HaMashah B'chim V'yomrim. You should say the words, the Shleachim, you should say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. What?
Nagdisha, you have to say, because originally...
Yeah.
Originally... The response to Nagdishach was...
Nagdishach is not so important.
And the Chazan answered
the answer, the Nagdishach, is not, that's not so critical. The critical part is to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh.
Nagdishach was never said, that was a Chazan.
No, okay, right.
Chazan said it.
That's not so important yet.
Why?
Right. That anyway the Chazan has to say. But what you're referring to is that some, in the article Siddur, where does the Shlich Siddur finish off from? Luma Sam, Meshavachim, V'yomrim. Okay, that's all fine and good if every single person has said on his own Kadosh, 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 Baruch Havot. But what about those stragglers who are davening long Shmona Esreis and are not saying Kadosh, Kadosh, and they're being mechavim to be yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur? If the Shliach Tzibur is not going to say those words Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh out loud, they have no chance and even having a token fulfillment of saying those words. So it is ideal that the Shliach Tzibur should say those words. Nekadesh, Nakdishach, that's not so important. But to say Kadosh, 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 and to say Baruch Vod Hashem Imkamo, and Yimloich Hashem, even though technically it's not necessary, all you have to do is finish off the end part. But again, ideally, to save those people, it's a good habit. That
I had a story. I was davening a Lower East Side, Rabbi Sif.
Yeah.
Sif told me, when I was the Shlich too, he said, don't wait for me. Right. Start when you're... And he told me to say those
certain because he needs you.
He said, I want to hear those allegations.
Exactly, right. You need...
That's correct.
Right, those... Exactly. Okay, let's go further. V'chenim roitzel l'spal ma'ariv v'matzibu l'sim exact thing over here. Let's see what that man met Tzibor. V'im yamten aliyah adliyah chazor sashlich ashlich Tzibor as a tefila yitzdorich l'spal arvis b'yichidus. If you want to daven ma'ariv, if you're going to wait until you're not going to daven until after chazor hashatz, then it's going to mess up your ma'ariv. The main here is davening minch and ma'ariv together. And the only chance you're going to have is to daven ma'ariv with the mimin is if you're going to do something quick on your feet, mincha. You come late to mincha. So what are you going to do? I'll listen to kedusha. I'll daven mincha b'yichidus or I'll daven later mincha. But there is no later mincha. And worse, not only is there no later mincha, after they daven mincha, they're going to daven ma'ariv right away. So I'm going to lose ma'ariv. So the same exact thing in this situation where you're not going to be able to daven mincha later on. You're going to leave and lose a ma'ariv. Yispalal mincha im chazars ashliach tzibar. Just say the chazars. Say daven your private shemoneh esrei mila b'mila together with the shliach tzibar. Period. Now the imbas tamal kedusha. Let's say you come right before as the shliach tzibar is beginning kedusha. Yamtim ad liachas sheyoma shliach tzibar kel hakadosh v'yano amen v'yaz yispal. So similarly, this means if you come in the middle of mechayim esen. If you come into shul and the shliach Tzibur is in the middle of Mechayim Esim, so don't start Shmon Esrei right away, because then you're going to lose out everything. So wait until the answer Kedusha, and then Davin. V'af sheyaf siranias amin shlacha shmei tefila v'gam moedim shem chiyuvim mikomokam hochi yodav tvei melahafsik tefilas arvis melahafsik tefilas arvis imat tzibur. It's better to do this than to lose tefilas arvis imat tzibur. Well, I'm not sure what it means here.
Because if you daven with the Shliach Tzibur,
you're going to miss Ma'ariv.
Even though you have the three, you'll say Ma'idim with them.
So why are you going to lose Ma'ariv?
Because you have to say Elokai Netzar, which is the extra
time.
So don't say Elokai Netzar. You don't have to say Elokai Netzar. You say Yilei Ratzon. You don't have to say Elokai Netzar. Let's read it. If you arrive in shul when the shliach tzibur was about to write kedusha, yamtin ad liachas sheyom shliach tzibur hakel hakadosh v'yano amen v'yoz yispalel and then davin mincha v'af sheyafs anias amen shalachas shmei tefila v'gam moedim shem chiyuvim mikol mokim hochi odav tvei melahavset tefilas arvis emat tzibur. Okay, I'm not sure what this means.
He'll miss all the amens.
If you're going to daven the
Tzibur's,
yeah,
Chazaret Sashatz.
Because he can always just daven Ma'ir of Shmoneh Esrei and be Yotzei Ma'ir.
You know.
Be Tzibur. With a minion. If you walk in late for Mayer,
yeah,
and you just stand for the Shemayin Esra together with the Tzibur,
yeah,
you daven Mayer with Tzibur.
Okay.
So if you come in late for Mincha,
yeah,
you hear the Kedusha, and then you stand your Shemayin Esra, and you finish your Shemayin Esra even into Mayer when they started Mayer already.
Yeah.
But when you finish Shemayin Esra, you have time to grab the Mayer of Shemayin Esra with the Tzibur.
That's not what he's saying.
So you're still getting the Mincha.
That's not what he's saying. He's saying, you have two alternatives. You could listen to the Chazaret HaShatz in Sha'ever Mitmamein, and then daven Mincha B'Yechidus right after. The problem is you'll lose Ma'ariv with the Kehillah. So the alternative is you sacrifice the Amens from the Chazaret HaShatz of Mincha.
Why can't you have both?
You can't, because you can't keep up.
You can't keep up.
No, but if you're going to daven afterwards. You might have a Svara. I'll wait till the Shlich Tzibah finishes everything, and then I'll daven Mincha B'Yechidus.
But then I'll miss Myra.
Then I'll miss Myra.
But
that's the one alternative. Or you daven with the Shliach Tzibur, you sacrifice all the Amens that you could have answered, I think, to the Chazaret HaShatz, but you'll make Myra together with you.
Why wouldn't you make Myra? Why would you be
daven with
the Shliach Tzibur? Why would he mafsid?
No, the first eight say he's going to be mafsid. He waits. And then he still has to daven with him, right?
Daven with him.
But he doesn't like daven with
him. Catch up.
Okay, let's go further. Let's okay.
Doing Chazaret HaShatz up to Atochayim and whatever. So they must be quicker that you can never catch up. That's why you're missing the three brothers. If you can catch up, you can catch up to Shemaya Tefillah. I can't.
He's masked to do that.
Okay, it seems here that you, whatever reason you're going to lose Ma'ariv. If you're going to daven to get a late start on Mincha, you're going to lose Ma'ariv. If you're going to get a late start on Mincha, I don't know the exact details, but the situation is such that you're going to do what is ideal for Mincha, you're going to lose Ma'ariv. It's not Kedai. Do something which is not ideal for Mincha in order that you can daven a full-fledged Ma'ariv. The details of how this works out, I'm not sure. I don't know. Could be there a different, okay, whatever it is. The imbas, let's read the words. The imbas samach l'kedusha, you arrive at the samach l'kedusha, yamdin ali achash shiyoyim ashliach tzibur akel ha-kadosh v'yan amen v'yoz yispalal. Now the af, by doing this, you're getting a very late start. Shayav said, am I getting a late start? You're not going to read, you're going to lose Anias Amen Shalach HaShmeh Tefillah V'gam Moedim. You're not going to be able to say Mila B'Mila the Baruch of Shmeh Tefillah Moedim. Mikol Mokim Hochi Adim. It's Kedai to lose the Amen on those two Baruchos. Tvei Mila Havse Tefillahs Arvis Ematzi. If the situation is such, by doing so, you're going to sacrifice Marv, don't do so. It's better to daven Marv at Tzibur than to be concerned about the Amen after Shmeh Tefillah and after Rokel HaKadosh. Umikol Shekeinim HaShoy Veres Mizman Min. You're going to lose Mincha entirely. It's Kedai to lose the Amens in order that you daven the property, that you at least get your Mincha within the Zman. Let's go further. Ches. Im nimshcha tfilas ha-mincha ad ha-layla lo yoimu tachanun. Okay, this is the reason why Hasidim never say tachanun, because they always daven Ma'ariv Mincha. They daven Mincha b'shita, I mean, those who daven the Zman, the very last minute where it goes into nighttime.
So this means Mincha? Because, like, we daven, for example, my shul, they're going to daven 7:40.
Yeah.
Shkia is 7:57.
Okay,
so let's say they don't make the end of Chazaret HaShatz.
No, because we don't hold Shkia. The Olam, the Lithish Olam, even though you've gone in past Shkia, we consider it still to be day. 13 and a half minutes, we're very lenient, it's still called day. You want to go for the 18 minutes, 58 minutes, it's not called Laila.
I go to one shul, there's another shul, where Rattenberg is a shul.
Yeah.
You have it at 2:00, and already not
7:00. Okay, that's not so simple. That's not so simple. That is.
I don't know why.
That's Rabbi J.
That's not, you're not supposed to do that, because they hold that 2:00 already is an extension of 9:00. It's already nighttime. It's a Zman of Din. The first minion, what do they say? They say in the land, the first minion in the land, they do say Tachnun?
Yeah.
Okay, the first minion.
Yes.
And that's it. Everything after the first min is already leaning. It's already nimshach achar halayla, and layla you don't say tachlan. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. It's sakana. Nighttime is a zman of dinim. And the tachnun is din. You don't want to compound din with din. That's why you're not supposed to learn mikra hadin, tanach, at night, because night is din. Learning Torah Shabbat Saf is din. You don't want to compound din with it. We don't do this. It's not to say you can learn. There's no problem. I mean, maybe the same people who will not say Tachlin. What?
Then you don't say Tachlin. You say by yourself.
Yes, you absolutely can do so. Absolutely, you do so. In fact, where I die, now it's they don't daven mincha because now it's past. They change the clock. But where I used to daven mincha, so the custom there. No, I don't know why they never say tachanun. But there were two, three people,
individuals
that always said tachanun after. And I remember hearing from our ideally you're supposed to say tachanun after Shmona Esrei. After Shmon Esrei, because that Tachlin is an extension of Shmon Esrei, but you can't because they're saying Kaddish, and they're saying Aleinu Kaddish Yosem, especially if the person himself has to say Kaddish Yosem. So I've heard, I think of Yaakov Kamenetsky, that or maybe of David Feinstein, that it's okay, you can say Tachlin even after Kaddish Yosem, even though it's not directly connected to the Shmon Esrei, it's not such a great hefsek, and you can say Tachlin even after Kaddish Yosem. So the proper thing to do would to be to say Tachlon even though the Tzibor. You think a parishman at Tzibor? I don't think. No, it's not. It doesn't. No, Chazor Sashat, that's not the right thing to do. You don't say Tachlon during Chazor Sashat. That's Shaloi Kedin. That's not right. They're in a rush. They're probably out the door. They're very busy. So they're desperate. But that's not. During Chazor Sashat, you're not allowed to do anything. You're supposed to be listening to the Shlach Tzibor. You're not allowed to even learn. You have to just sit there and be silent and listen to Shlach Tzibor. But Tachlon is not right. But you can definitely say Tachlon after Mincha is over, even in a place where they did not say Tachlon. In fact, it's done by people. Let's see. Inim Shchatzilas Mincha Ad Halayla. Let's say, if whatever reason you daven in the mean and the davening and it extends into, and if you hold that night begins after 3.5 minutes after Shkia, and if whatever you get a late start, and now you mamish it's mamish Laila, and according to Halacha you consider 3.5 minutes to be already Laila, Pias Spain Ashmashos, then Lo Yoimu Tachlon. An amazing chiddush which the Mishnah Berurah and many over here, he's all excited about this in the Pesukei Teshuvos over here in the bottom of my Mishnah by my Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, and he says all the Pesukim don't hold from this, but the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says what he says over here. He says that if the Maariv extends in tonight, you don't say Teskabel. You cannot say Kaddish Teskabel once night begins, because it's a new day. The day has been cut, and when you say Kaddish Tiskabel, it's going back on the previous day. Tiskabel Tzilosa, may you Hashem accept our prayer. What do you mean? The prayer was said yesterday. It has expired.
You saw this expired the other day, according
exactly,
to
the opposite. I told you the opposite. I quoted the Shulchan Aruch Harav that even when you say the Tfilas, when you say Tiskabel by Ma'ariv, it's going back on Shachris. So he quotes Taka from the Pesukei Teshuvos, he quotes a whole list of Pesukim, not like the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, that it's no big deal. That if your mincha extends in tonight, you can still say Tiskabel. You've never seen this done, where you daven a very late mincha and they don't say Tiskabel. If they're not saying Tachlin, they shouldn't be saying Tiskabel either. So he says that's what he holds. In Nishcha Tzilas Mincha Ad Halayla Lo Yom Tachlin Kiv No Mincha Tavul Alav Utsichem Lizosh Shalshich Bechshol Tum Shachol Halayla Mamash Ki Oz Ein Oymrim Kaddish Tiskabel Alat Tfilas Shespal B'Yom Kevin Shalayla Shayich L'Yom Hamachos. Are you going to
see
over here at the bottom? Exactly. No. Ni'ilah is different. It's not mincha. Ni'ilah is a different type of tefillah. Ni'ilah, according to some opinions, you don't have to have a ma'ariv. We learned that. According to Mikra Hadin, you don't have to have a ma'ariv after Yom Kippur. Ni'ilah serves as your ma'ariv. The Rebbe Chiddush, Allah. We don't do that. We daven ma'ariv anyway. What?
How can you say this?
Because it's going on ma'ariv. You daven ma'ariv at night, so the Kaddish Tiskabel is going on the Tefillah of ma'ariv that took place at night. The Chiddush of Rav Ashkenazi is the Tefillah Tiskabel of ma'ariv is not only a ma'ariv; it's going back on mincha as well. Mikra Adin, when you daven the Yom Kippur Mitzrayim Kippur, there's no real need to daven ma'ariv, according to many opinions. You say Baruch Hamavdil, Baruch Hamavdil. It's like you daven an early ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha. You daven if you daven the Ilah after Plaga Mincha, so so it's already considered to be ma'ariv. We don't accept the lahalach, we daven the ma'ariv in addition. But you can't bring a raya from the fact that we say kaddish to skabel after we say ne'ilah, because ne'ilah has its own set of rules. But mincha, mikra hadin, if mincha extends into the nighttime, according to the Mishnah, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you should not say the skabel. Let me read what it says over here in the Pesach Chuvis. It says over here, v'chein das ha-Mishnah Bura. So he says, shockingly, he says the Mishnah Bura, I didn't see this in Sunday, the Mishnah Bura says the same thing, that once mincha goes into ma'ariv, into nighttime, your Mishnah Bura says you don't say tiskabel, you lost out. You just say kaddish shalem, like you say on Purim, and on Tisha B'Av, you say kaddish shalem without a tiskabel. However, he writes here, ukvar nispashet haninug behari mekoimos nashein efna alpenein acharshkiya shusavik laila meil lagam inoimim vidui v'givu minus. He goes on to say, v'im nimshon, I'm sorry, I made a mistake a little further, v'im nimshachat tila ad halayla yesh oimim, he brings out of here not like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Shetzorich loymar kaddish tiskabel. I'm sorry for the confusion. When it comes to tachnon, the Mishnah Berurah agrees if your mincha extends into vaday laila, you don't say tachnon and you don't say yud gimel midas harachma vidav nesach svart. However, when it comes to saying kaddish tiskabel, Mishnah Berurah is choylik on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and he says yesh oim shetzorich loymar kaddish tiskabel. You should say kaddish tiskabel. This is the Mishnah Berurah b'shem the Eliyah Rabbah. Okay, so this we all follow this. You've never seen the minyan where you daven le'mincha, where they're not going to say kaddish tiskabel. That's unheard of in our circles. Okay, let's go further. Halacha test mi shabbat be'erev Shabbos l'mincha. This happens very often. You come to shul late Friday.
Would the chiluk be that one goes after where you started from, the Mishnah Berurah? You started by daytime. And maybe the kids are saying you ended by night, so
the kids are saying night, that the night it's a cutoff, it's a hard break, it's over. When it becomes the night, it's a new calendar day, and the prayers that you say at night cannot go back on the prayers you said. Doesn't matter when you start. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't matter. According to the Kitzur. The Kitzur holds that the night is such a significant cutoff, it doesn't make a difference.
And could you say that then the Mishnah Berurah holds?
No, the Mishnah disagrees. The Mishnah Berurah, it's not clear the lumness of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah, according to the Eliyahu Rabbah, it's not his own. He's saying it's not a big deal. If he since he's saying, we learn from Rav Ashkenaz, he says a big Kiddush, that it goes back even on Shachris. That's from Shulchan Aruch Harav. He's Medayik in Shulchan Aruch Harav, such an opinion. But you don't need to come on to that. You can say what you want to say, that since you started during Mincha, during daytime, so it's an extension of the day. Okay, let's say halacha test. Mishu ba be'erev Shabbos l'mincha. This is very common. You come to be in the be'erev Shabbos l'mincha l'beis HaKnesses. V'yakohol kvar kiblo Shabbos. O yomtim. It's an amazing halacha. People are not aware of this halacha. And the tzibur already said they made an early Shabbos. The tzibur, this makom already, they said mizmer shel yom haShabbos. Tehayin li b'Shabbos amru mizmer shel yom haShabbos. So yomtim amru, they said baruchu. On yomtim they already said baruchu. And you come late. And you want to daven mincha. And it's before shkia. We're not dealing with a situation where the person is doing shloi kedin. It's before shkia because the shul daven, it's an early Shabbos. They're davening, and it's before shkia. Even if it's after shkia, it's before 13 and a half minutes, or before 18 minutes, or before 58 minutes, like we learned yesterday. So you consider it still to be day. So you have no problem davening mincha. From your mind, in your opinion, you can daven mincha. But the shul, this mokoim, already has, this tzibur, has already accepted upon themselves Shabbos by reciting mizmer. By the way, he points out that many places in the screen they hold that even when they say L'chun Niranina already, that's already they're already called already Makabal Shabbos. Okay, so Machloikas, when is the Kabbal Shabbos? L'chun Niranina or Mizmashir? He holds the Kitzur Mizmashir is in Israel. Yomtiv, there is no Mizmashir. You start with Baruch Hu. They already said Baruch Hu. So he says an incredible halacha. Lo yispal mincha bebeis haknes hazeh. You're not allowed to daven mincha in this Beis HaKnesses, because this mokum shal nelecha me'al nelecha ki ha'mokum ad mas kodesh. And this mokum, it's Shabbos. You can't go mishach harayin and can't daven mincha in a place where it's already Shabbos. Mincha is from yesterday, and this mokum is Shabbos. Lo yispal mincha be'Beis HaKnesses zazeh el yelechutz le'Beis HaKnesses v'yispal. Or maybe go to the back room, go to the coat room, go downstairs. What
the same thing happens with the bungalow colony. If they daven early, you cannot
come into that shul. You have to have
him. Must be there.
It's worse once the bungalow accepts
the whole bungalow. The whole bungalow was in Shabbos.
Right, you can't even.
Yeah, the whole bungalow was Makabel Shabbos. You go so far. Do you really go so far to say that?
Once you
can't go into the bungalow. Okay, I don't know if you really go so far. If you go so far, what?
Does that be the whole bungalow, Kali?
I don't know. He's saying a Rebbe Chiddush. They say that the bungalow is a whole makom, a community. When you have a community, so the whole community is nigerach after the majority of the tzibur. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. I don't know the answer. If you go so far. Today, bungalow colonies are complex. They probably have 2 million in most bungalow colonies. So it's like Brooklyn.
At the beginning, they want to have one.
The bigger Chiddush. Look at this Chiddush. If you hear the Shliach Tzibur say Baruch Hu and you have not yet daven mincha, don't say Baruch Hu with the kavana. Then I'll go outside. I'll say Baruch Hu, Chaper and Baruch Hu. It's my only chance. It's now or never. I'm not going to another shul. So I'll at least Chaper and Baruch Hu, and then I'll go outside and daven mincha. No, you're ruining it. If you're going to say Baruch Hu, that itself will serve as a Kabbalah Shabbos, and it's too late for you to daven mincha. You'll have to daven a double Ma'arif. Well, you can't even daven the whole Shabbos. Daven, daven. We go. Baruch Hu lo yane imat tzibur. Shem yane Baruch Hu shuv in a shailis balach kach tefila shel choil. You can't daven anymore tefila shel choil. It's too late. The imtav yonav yispal arvish time. But if you do make a mistake and you do answer Baruch Hu and you makabel Shabbos, you spell arvish. Then you have no choice but to daven double Ma'ariv. The imbas samach lekabel Shabbos v'yomtov. That, by the way, they put to have a damper, a spoiler over here, that the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. He says you can make a tanai. Okay, you can make a tanai that I read you what it says over here. This from the Ketzayis Hashulchan and the Kaf Achayim. The davka b'tzibur shu shayich elav b'tzayv lekabel Shabbos himor amavol im shama baruch b'tzibur acher shemagdinim lekabel Shabbos. The odiv sheichavin she'ena reitzel lekabel Shabbos. So basically, he says, especially in our communities where there are so many different communities, no one's nigger after anything. If you make a yav kavana, I'm going to answer Baruch Hu, but my answering does not constitute a kabbalah Shabbos. If you live, he's talking about an ancient civilization. Ancient times, there's one community, there's one shul, you come into shul and you say Baruch Hu. By saying Baruch Hu, by default, automatically that's a Kabbalah Shabbos. So the only way you can avoid that is to go outside. But if you live in a community where there are many shuls and everyone does whatever they want, ish, hayosh, bein aviyaseh, so you can answer Baruch Hu, just have Kavana that my answering of Baruch Hu does not constitute a Kabbalah of Shabbos.
I haven't seen this in a long time, but I remember back, and maybe I'm wrong. If you say Baruch Hu,
Absolutely. Bar begins. We'll have that later on. That's the next simon. A regular weekday night. Once you answer Baruch Hu, you're not allowed to talk. People make them say, "Oh, I'm allowed to talk until I start the bracha." That is absolutely wrong. Once you answer Baruch Hu, it is categorically forbidden to talk. Nothing doing. It's awesome.
That's
what?
No.
He just said you can't daven mincha. Once you say Baruch Hu, you can't daven mincha. Yes. Yes, he's the Kaf HaChaim says that Bizman Hazeh, you can make a Tanai. You make a Tanai. When I say Baruch Hu, I'm just being polite. I'm answering Baruch Hu, but I don't want to be Mekabel Shabbos. If, on the other hand, if you forget yourself and you're not swift on your feet and you answer Baruch Hu and you don't know what you're doing, oh, Baruch Hu, I'm Mekabel Shabbos. And now you realize, wait a minute, I didn't have Mincha yet. I didn't daven mincha yet. You come to shul, you come late to shul. Let's say most of the time you daven early mincha. You daven Friday afternoon work, you daven 1:30, whatever, 12:30, and then you come, you daven Kabbalah Shabbos. And this particular week, you didn't daven mincha early. You come to shul at night, and you say answer Baruch Hu, like you normally do. And you say, oh my gosh, what did I do? I didn't daven mincha yet. And it's, oh, no big deal. It's only 6, only 7 o'clock. Shki is not until 8 o'clock. What's the big deal? It's like daven mincha now. No, you lost out. Since you said Baruch Hu, and you were not thinking, you had kavana to makabel Shabbos, it's already in Shabbos for you, and it's too late for you to daven mincha, and your only solution in this situation is to daven a double ma'arif.
You can't talk, right?
No, well,
so
you daven right.
After
ma'arif, you can say the Kabbalah Shabbos after you daven ma'arif. That's another secret halacha.
No problem.
It's a piyut. or l'chadodi. L'chadodi is a piyut.
What do you do with Ashrei? Ashrei, forget about
it. Well, Ashrei, you lost out. Mincha, you totally lost out on. No Ashrei. When you daven a second, ma'ariv to replace the mincha, you don't say Ashrei and Aleinu. You just say Shmona Esrei. That you lost out on. Let's finish the halacha.
You should say it by accident. In other words, if you're poshea, you don't get the mincha.
Right. If you're poshea, there's no such double. There's no ashlama.
Oinus.
Oinus. The poshea. Absolutely. The halacha of being the opportunity to daven a double ma'ariv, a double tefillah, is only when you're an oinus. When it was an accident, when you, your hands were tied. But if you were pasheya, you could have, and you didn't, then there's no hashlama. That's a halacha that's abused. People abuse halacha. I remember vividly when I was in 8th grade, this goes back before you were born. And all bar mitzvah boys and all troublemakers and people, they're literally climbing the walls. And someone didn't go to mincha. Someone, one of the guys in the class didn't, well, you know, Haredi, someone's father's big Rashiva, real Vildachaya, troublemaker, didn't go to Mincha. And then the principal figured out that he wasn't there by Mincha. He came into the classroom and screaming at everyone. And he said, where are you for Mincha? So the boy said, and he admitted he didn't daven Mincha. He says, when are you going to daven Mincha? So he says, I'll daven two Ma'arifs. 13-year-old boy. He said after the principal. Boy, did the principal go crazy. Did he go off the wall?
No names.
I know, it's interesting because it made an impression upon me, Ad Hayom Hazeh, and he racially said to him that a Shaloi Kedin. There's no, what are you, out of your mind, you're going to l'chatchila decide not to daven mincha, and instead you'll daven a double ma'arif? Are you out of your mind? You only can daven a double ma'arif under the most unusual circumstances. It was an accident. You had absolutely no chance. It was an emergency situation. You couldn't daven mincha. Then Chazal said to you, daven a double shmoneh esrei. You l'chatchila are telling me that you decided not to daven mincha and you're going to daven a double ma'arif? Okay, so it's interesting. This explosive response made at least an impression upon me that at least I know that halacha ad hayom hazeh in a very significant way.
That boy now runs a
yeshiva. No, that boy now is in business. He's in business. He's not. What?
Business competition.
I see him all the time. I see him all the time. That boy also, and he also provoked later in high school. I'll tell you another story about him. Also provoked a Rebbe. I never saw this Rebbe. This Rebbe is calm, cool, collected guy. I never saw him get angry. The only time I saw him explode was when this same boy in class, he asked a question. He asked a really good question. And the Rebbe, in the middle of Shir, he asked him a question in front of the whole class. And the Rebbe right away figured out that there's no way in the world that this kid can throw up such a good question. And this was, the Rashba asked the question. And they asked the boy, he wanted to butter up the Rebbe, he wanted to score some points, and he stole the question. He opened up the Rashba, he saw the question, he plagiarized. He plagiarized the question. And the Rebbe figured this out very quickly. And he exploded. He said to him, someone who steals the kasha of the Rashba will one day steal, rob a bank. Or one day will go into business and be unethical and will be a ganef. It's the same midah. If you're a ganef and you steal the kasha of the Rashba, I know one day you'll be sitting in jail. You'll be a ganef. Not yet.
I think the Ashkenaz that if you daven mincha ma'ariv in a minyan, they didn't say aleinu between them.
Right, only when you leave the Beis HaKnesses. When you leave the Beis HaKnesses, you say aleinu. Right.
So after mincha, you said it to Skabel and you said aleinu.
Like on Yom Kippur. You don't leave shul the entire day. That's
so that's why you could be davening Shmoneh Esrei for mincha and you'll miss the ma'ariv.
Because
as soon as they finish, they say to Skabel and hurrah.
And you're still stuck in the middle of mincha. Okay, that's an interesting idea. Obviously, today we don't accept the halacha because there are other reasons why you say aleinu. It's a very good approach.
We accept it because we don't have.
Why? There are many. There
must be a shul that has that minute.
Is there? They don't say aleinu altogether after mincha? Maybe. Look, Yom Kippur, you're right. You're on the mark. On Yom Kippur, there's no one that says Aleinu after Mincha. After Mincha Yom Kippur, you don't say Aleinu. No, unheard of. Unheard of. You don't say, because the simple reason is because you don't leave a shul. At least you're not supposed to. Today, we do what we do. We live in a crazy world. But... Right, because it used to be you would sit in shul the whole day, and that was very bizarre. Because go back a couple hundred years, they didn't sit in shul the whole day. Talmud Chazal, they didn't sit in shul the whole day. The davening was very quick. Yom Kippur, they went. In fact, they made shaduchim. They went out to the dance. There was a dance. They went out to the vineyards to dance. So this idea that we sit in shul the whole day, a yeshiva is a big thing. Go to yeshiva davening. They sit in shul the whole day. Right? This is a modern thing. And you, oh, look at the sitter. In the sitter, there's no Aleinu. It's because we don't leave the Beis HaKnesses. So that's why there's no Aleinu. It's a good point, but go back further in history, it didn't exist such a thing. You daven Shachris and Musaf, and you go home, whatever you do, and you come back later for Neil and Mincha. So where do you draw the line? I do not know. But let's go for, let's finish up the halacha. The imbo, someone look about Shabbos, the Yom Tov, Alpi, Shalom, Yuchal, Ligmar, Shemun, Eshrei. So the difference is very important. Halacha person makes a mistake against Baruch Hu, and he has come in Kabbal Shabbos. It's important halacha. If you remember after you say Baruch Hu, that I did not yet daven Mincha, and even though this is Zman, it's an early Shabbos, it's too little, too late. You're not allowed to daven Mincha anymore, and if you can make a determination that you were honest, then you can daven the double Shmona Eshrei for Myrif. The imbas, similar to Kabbalah Shabbos. Let's say you arrive in shul and there the shul you did not daven mincha, and you are fully aware that you did not daven mincha, and you take note that they're gearing up, they're making announcements, and they're just about ready to say Baruch Hu, right? So they're up to, they're saying Kabbalah Shabbos. And now you want da mincha, and you know that your mincha is going to extend when you're in the middle of your shmona esrei for mincha. They're already going to say baruch hu. So you're violating the sanctity of the makom. You because they are already being makabel Shabbos, and you will still be in the middle of mincha. So it's a contradiction. Is it Friday or is it Saturday? It's okay. Since you've started yochel l'spal kevin shemaskel beheder, since you've started beheder, it's no big deal. You can continue. Okay, so this is the basic laws of mincha. Now we have to go through some shemes and mahalacha. Maybe let's just do one. A little bit of time. We have to do also some of the inyanim from the Dirshu and some inyanim of Tachlin. Okay, let's take a look. Let's go back to Dinei Tehillas Mincha. Okay, it's not too much. Let's take a little Aleph. Shem Espalim Samach Samach LeMincha. So okay, it's going back to the beginning. Back on page Shin Mem Zayin on the bottom. So we learn the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch told us very carefully that the ideal time to have mincha is when? Mincha Kitana. 1 hour and 15 minutes before sunset. That shows Zmanios, and that is the ideal time because that is when the Korban Tamid was offered. We learned it, that not everyone agrees. Some hold that L'chatchila you could daven mincha gedoyla, or some say you could daven with Shkia. And indeed, that's what it says in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yosef Rechanin Chayim Mispal in Dimdume Chama with the setting of the sun, when the sun was red. When the sun begins to set, the sun is red. Kedei She'olav Moirish Shemayim Kol Hayom. Now what does that mean? Perish HaPnei Moshe. The Pnei Moshe is the perish on the sun. It's like the Rashi on the Yerushalmi. Mm-hmm. Every little Yerushalmi is like there's a perish on the sun called Pnei Moshe. Shtahainu Tfila Shachri. So if you look through it, it says first, the simple interpretation is Yidavin Shach, Yidavin Kivosikin. The Shachri. But there's another parish on the Yerushalmi called the Charedim. Kosaf dimdume chama means the haynu tilas mincha. The sun is red twice a day. It's red when it rises, or at least it's a reddish hue when it rises when it sets. That when the sun would set, that's what it means. The dumei chama. When the sun would set, he would daven mincha. Uveshar hakavonos kasav shehariz al hayinizer mod shloim lispalo mincha at samach lishkiyos. Ah, the Arizal, not like the Kitzer, Mincha Ketana, Dafka when the sun sets. Uveshut Mincha Selozo, the Munkacha, Kosav Shama Meagana Kodesh Baal Diri Yechezkel, Mishinova, Beshe Meagana Kodesh Marash, Mibels, Kavan Shetila Shetilahi Midra Bonon, Alkin Evshel Hokel Lespal Mincha, mincha kol bein hashmosh, mincha kol bein hashmosh. It's a big chiddush. Lechatchila, you can daven mincha bein hashmoshos,
which because it's a
minna. It's all not a minna. What do you mean minna? It's a drabbana, not a miram. It's a bein hashmoshos. So therefore, the bigger leniency of a person not a mincha. It's already bein hashmoshos. You can already that's the Ashkenazim don't accept the halach. You have to have one tzvada yom. The only thing can be makel is you could say that it's still called vada yom. It's still called vada yom even after shkia for 13.5 minutes. Uvnemuke or chayim kos of oich shabbat me agud hakodesh mi shenava.
After Shkia, so Shkia is now 7:57.
Mishnah Berurah says that after Shkia, it's over. It's a done deal. You can't daven anymore.
There's a story that's told.
But we don't accept that. We accept that you can daven mincha for 13, at least for 13.5 minutes after. It's still called Vaday Yoim. And b'diavad, you can wait 18 minutes. And if you really want to be lean, you can daven even for 58.5 minutes.
So it's 7:57, so you have till either 8:10 or if you take the 18:15.
Right. Right, but that's only a b'diavad. That's not a l'chatchila. That's all.
Shul Damir, Francis is 8:10.
Well, nusach svar. They hold the Rabbeinu Tam. The Hasidim hold the Rabbeinu Tam, so they hold that you can l'chatchila daven
45 last minute.
You can l'chatchila daven 58.5 minutes. Show zmanios minutes. That's before Shkia. Right, so that's good.
8:45,
Mincha?
8:45.
Ah.
Mincha is 1 minute downstairs and then 5 minutes.
Mincha is 8:45?
8:45. We got who? It can't be.
8:45.
Where?
Varetsky.
Varetsky land.
Round the corner. On 18th Street between L and M.
Varetsky is upstairs here, and Mincha's in the garage. 8:45.
It's in the garage, right? Not in the shul.
But the last minute, 8:45.
But the sign in the shul says 7:45.
Not where have you been?
They hold of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is Vaday Laila. When is Vaday Laila? Vaday Laila is 72 minutes after sunset. How many minutes before that is Bein HaShemoshes? The last 13.5 minutes before 72 is Bein HaShemoshes. So you lechatchila can daven until 58.5 minutes. No one's holding you back. Lechatchila it's Vaday Yom. And even after that, he brings down from the Minchas Elazar, even if you mess it up, it's already after 58 minutes, you can also be daven, because since Mincha is only midrabanan, it's not a din d'oraisa. So Bein HaShemoshes, just like Sfiras HaOmer will makel very much in the laws of Sfiras, because only midrabanan, so you can say Sfiras HaOmer even when it's Bein HaShemoshes. So you can also daven Mincha during Bein HaShemoshes, and since Bein HaShemoshes Lefi Rabbeinu Tam is the last 13.5 minutes before 72 minutes, you can daven Mincha up until 72 minutes after sunset.
But there must be a minute that has that, because otherwise the whole city has been in Kabul at different time. It has nothing to do with the Zman. If there's no minion in town, and the latest minion is, let's say, 8:30,
you
can't come and say, well, it's the Rabban, and I'm going to down at 9 o'clock.
I understand.
According to the Shinneve,
there's no minion left.
Until 72 minutes.
Even later, because it's the Rabban.
Right, so the latest is 72. You can't go later than 72. Derabanan. It's Bein HaShemoshes. He says you can daven during. When is Bein HaShemoshes? Bein HaShemoshes, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is the last 13.5 minutes before 72 minutes. Once you get to 72 minutes, it's over. According to everyone, it's over. Unless you want to say that 72 is also Shozmanios, which makes you to 92. 92 minutes. So maybe you'll find an opinion you can daven until 92 minutes after Shkia. Or a little bit more. Then it shows mania. So approximately 90 minutes. 90 minutes after Shkia, you can still daven mincha. That's extreme. But you know, the Soloveitchiks, they hold Shabbos until that zman. Soloveitchiks, the briskas after Shabbos, they wait to do malacha. They don't do malacha until approximately 90 minutes after sunset.
So according to that story, you can daven today at 9:10.
Right, that's right. Remember? That's right. You can daven mincha. I would not advise it if you're not from the.
I know there's at least one Rebbe over here in Flatbush that says Shkia has nothing to do with Zman Tefillah. He says it only has the only thing that Shkia is for is malacha on Erev Shabbos.
Stop doing malacha.
That's it.
But the zman, it's still called vadayoyim. 50. That's also only a chumrah because. But that's only a chumrah. Originally the satmar chassidim when they came to America would do malacha until 58 minutes after shkia.
Right.
Yes, that they did malacha.
Who stopped
them? Rav Moshe stopped them. Rav Moshe wrote the satmar rebbe. And he said, this can't go on like this in America. And the Satmar Rebbe said, you're right. I don't know the details of the story. There was a pshar. There was an understanding. What? Aaron called him the Satmar Rebbe.
And the agreement was that the lake would hold Shabbos later.
We'll wait 72 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's let's review the story. The early Satmar Hasidim, who did not wear Strangmuch and Bekeshus, the Satmar Hasidim who came survived the war and they came to America, they did not. They did not. They dressed like me and you. They dressed like the regular suits, regular, and they even told, the Rebbe told them, Rav Yoel, he told them, you have to dress. And they resisted. They said, this is not Satmar. This is America. And this is New York. We can't do this. He says, no, you're going to do it. They're going to do it, and he forced them. He persuaded his Hasidim. There are a handful of Hasidim. Today they have thousands. It's Axelrod. What they have today, and they don't want. Right. This is recorded. He convinced them that no, you have to dress like you dressed in the Alta Haim. But they kept Rabbeinu Tam their tradition. It seems like in they kept. They did malacha until 58 minutes after Shkia. They did malacha mamish. The malacha and the Litvaks. They did malacha on Shabbos. Was over when Shabbos was over. They did the malacha right away. They probably waited how many minutes? 30 minutes to go on the old calendars and the old shuls. They ready Shabbos over when 3 medium stars. When can you see 3 medium stars? Probably 25 minutes after Shkia. Mm-hmm. Think about Mitzvah Shabbos. When you think about
the calendars from the Sephardi shuls, I don't know if they still have it like that, but I used to see it was like less than an hour after.
Marshall said an hour, even 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Less than an hour after Lich mentioned, they said Shabbos
was over. Remember that 20 minutes after Shkia. So this was tradition. The Litvaks did Malacha Mitzoy Shabbos 20 minutes after Shkia, and the Hasidim did Malacha before. When Shabbos began, Friday, they kept doing Malacha until 50, an hour. Can you imagine already? It's already an hour after Lichsim, they're already doing Malacha, they're still doing Malacha. So Rav Aaron Kotler met, I don't know what this is what they say, I don't know firsthand, with the Satmar Rebbe, and they made a pshar, they would each accept the chumras of each other. The Litvaks would not do Malacha until 72 minutes after Shkia. And then he asserted his oilam, not Rav Moshe, it was in 50 minutes, 72 minutes, and the Hasidim would start doing malacha with Shkia.
And all the other Hasidic groups, Klosenberg and Salem, also.
They went along with it. Today it's unheard of. You don't see any Hasidim doing malacha after Shkia. It's unheard of. But and the Litvaks today are we live in a generation.
On Shabbos.
What?
They come late for Friday, so they drive on Shabbos.
No, Chas v'Shalom. No one today would do malacha after Shkia today. It's unheard of. And Litvaks today, they wait. It's a very firm world we live in today. Today, you can't find a minion today to daven Ma'ariv Mitzvah Shabbos less than 45 minutes. You're going to find me a minion where they daven less than today? What? No such thing today. This is a chiddush. No, go back 30 years ago. It wasn't like that. Was like, people don't do malacha until today. People, 60 minutes. Rav Moshe says 50. 50 is enough. Olam today, Bnei Torah, they wait 72, they wait 60, whatever they do, I don't know. But even Ma'ariv, you can't find the Ma'ariv unless it's going to be at least 45 minutes, something like that. We live in a very religious world, at least on the outside. Okay, let's finish up this halacha. Again, on the page Shin Sam Mitzvah, Atam Shatzadikim, Metamid Be'er Shem Tov, Me'achrim Tfila Samincha Be'er Shem Tov, Who has Gabrus Hadinim, Uvitfila Loichamim Kinegdon. So he says of him, what's the lumness of davening late? Davening late mincha is because it is man of din, and you want to overcome it. There's a chassidus mahalach to overcome din, so you bedavka wait until it gets dark, until it gets the end of the day to overcome the din. Al kei mamshichin ma'achnim kol ma she'efsher al pi halacha lihilochem kinegdan be'es hiskabrusan biyoser ayin sham. Beautiful inyan. The basic reason, this doesn't say this, but the basic reason given by the person why there's an eat daven late is because it's like a vesikin. Everyone knows, to daven kivosikin, what a beautiful thing it is. As soon as the day begins, You're already davening, you're davening. It's exactly the same time we daven at the end of the day. You want to sandwich the day. The day begins with tefillah, and the day ends with tefillah. That's one approach. That's not what he says here. He says here from the Baal Shem Tov, it's forget about the day ending. It's because and when it gets dark, that's a zman, it's a harshness. And we want to overcome it. That you have to take, you have to battle the forces of evil when they are at their strongest moment to overcome them. Now let's go further. It's also, he writes, it's also good to delay mincha. Another good reason why, because since practically speaking in ancient times, even people, it's hard to go to come back to shul twice, to come to mincha, to come to marav. People like a package deal. It's like business. You want to get a package that you come to shul once and you get both mincha marav. If you can daven early mincha, inevitably you're going to be diving in early Ma'arif. So what's so terrible? Well, Tarti Desasi, which we'll discuss another time, but also Kriya Shema. You're going to be diving in Kriya Shema way, way too early. So it's Kedai to dive Mincha as late as possible, which will push off diving Ma'arif later. And you're diving Ma'arif later, so at least, according to some opinions, you're getting a ride, you're fulfilling Ma'arif Bizman. That's why Ein B'dachim Kriya Shema Shalamita Likros Boshol Shaparich Zidavid. If you say Kriya Shema, you have to repeat all three Parshios at night. It's not enough to just to say first parsh, like it says in the Nusach Tfilo, Kriya Shema Lamita. For the parsh, you shouldn't aim the aim of the Chavnim, the Oz, because the Kriya Shema he de Oiraisa, Lutil Rach Nidrabon. I can yoys to the Dach, the Kriya Shema Shalarvis, Bismanam, and Mincham, Bisman, if it's much for Kedai to daven later, and that way at least you get in Marv Bisman. Okay, we will pick up, we'll stop here. Take a little break?
No.
Break? Take a
break.
A little break.
Dance, come on.
Stretch your legs.